All right, we're back here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 49, James Watson Studios here in Woodstock. Now, this is cool because we went to St. Louis. Me and Rolla, of course, went to St. Louis. Of course, you know, Rolla's my wife, and Rolla, we just heard Rolla and Jay Rhythm with Believe in Me. So went out to St. Louis, and I have some family out there. Hello to my cousin Debbie and Brent, my cousin's bat mitzvah out in St. Louis. I'm not very religious. I didn't go there. I went on business, and Rolla performed three spots in St. Louis. It was pretty cool. Two of the spots, I interviewed somebody there. But before we get to St. Louis, I want to bash somebody, okay? I don't really bash too many people. I did bash back in the day. Who did I bash? I bashed some people I didn't like here in Atlanta area. I want to bash Amigo Auto Sales. They're bad on my list. I just bought a car from them. But I don't have the best credit, okay? You think radio show hosts have the best credit, but we don't sometimes. So I had to go to Buy Here, Pay Here place in Marietta. I should have got the car checked out, but I put like $1,200 down for a down payment for this car, okay? And I'm spending like, you know, four and change a month, you know. And I went down to Orlando, of course. I mentioned Orlando earlier in the broadcast, of course. And I spent $300 on back brakes, okay, with tire. Then, before we went to St. Louis, it was kind of my fault, but I spent another $300 on getting a wheel alignment because the place didn't do a good job, I guess, in Orlando, which is advertising me a little bit, O Tires in Orlando. But that's not their fault about having to get a wheel alignment and two new tires again. I had to get brakes and tires in the front. And the two new tires was their fault, but I got used tires. I should have got new tires in Orlando. But anyway, they don't want to reimburse me $300 for that. And I said, hey, look, it's a brand new car. You could do the right thing. And because I signed a waiver saying that I would get the car as is. But I said I have a radio show. So actually, I'm still advertising their business. When I made the payment last month, and the Derek Shapiro Show is advertising their business. So now, whoever sees my show and whoever listens to this show, Amigo Auto Sales in Marietta, don't go there, okay? If you want to get ripped off, I mean, it's a good car. It's a Toyota Camry. I had to get a new car. You know, I had to trade my other car in. But, you know, I don't have the best credit. So I had to go to Amigo Auto Sales in Marietta, Georgia. Anyway, so bashing that business. Anyway, back to the show. Here is the St. Louis. First, we'll go to this great, great singer, Melissa Neal's band. Just Melissa Neal's. She is a great, great singer. Here is this interview in St. Louis, Missouri.
From here in St. Louis?
Yes, I'm originally from St. Louis.
Yes, your sound is terrific with the blues, with the rock, with the cover tunes. And you put them together, you blend them together very good. What's your secret in the sauce?
Well, I'm influenced by Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
I got a chance to meet her when I was 16.
Really?
With my mom, Judy, and I got a chance to meet her again when I was 17, and that really changed my course. I mean, I really thought after I met Bonnie Raitt, she was so nice and sweet, I thought I need to learn how to play this guitar.
Right.
And that's what started me into the blues, and I know she's not all blues, but she's got, you know, blues influence, and I just started doing that, like through Bonnie and
really?
Listening to the older, you know,
really?
Old classic people and starting to go back into the older blues and listening to, you know,
really?
All that kind of good stuff.
So if you had the opportunity to do a collab with Bonnie Raitt, how would that do for you?
I wouldn't even know what to do. I would be so excited. That would make my lifetime if
exactly.
I got a chance to play with Bonnie.
Really?
So, and I'm really influenced by Susan Tedeschi also.
Okay, Susan Tedeschi, okay.
And actually, I love Loretta Lynn also.
Really?
So yeah.
who out of those three, who would you say you're more like?
I would say Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's more my style.
And where does your writing of your music come from? Because I noticed some great songs. Like the song we're going to play on the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show is the song...
Anything for You?
Anything for You. Tell me about that song.
Well, it's a true story that I wrote a few years back.
Okay.
And And basically the lyrics, when you hear the lyrics, they kind of pretty much speak for themselves. It's one of those songs where you fell in love and then kind of lost the love.
Really?
And then, well, you'll be able to hear it in the lyrics.
Exactly. So have you fallen in love again since then?
I have.
Really?
I have, yeah.
That's good. That's good. And of course, you seem like a very strong female influence to a lot of women out there and a lot of people who see you on stage. What's your expression to people who want to sing and a lot of females out there? You know, what's your take on everything? Like, especially women trying to, you know.
Well, you have to put it all out there. You got to do everything you can. Sing as much as you can. Play guitar as much as you can. And just practice and just, you know, put yourself out there and keep playing and keep believing in yourself. That's the main thing. Cause that's, for me, it's, I have to keep believing in myself.
Sure,
and
sure.
And keep, you know, be positive and be strong and
exactly.
And put and keep and believe in yourself. You know,
is it harder said than done?
Stay true to yourself. Also,
true.
You know, don't do what everybody else wants you to do. Do
sure.
What you want to do.
Is it harder said than done, though?
Excuse me.
Is it harder said than done? Is it harder said than done to do that?
It is. It is hard to do that.
Really?
But you just have to keep doing that. That's what I keep trying to do in St. Louis here. Is
yep.
Just keep doing what I'm, you know, my passion and what I believe in, and eventually
sure.
It's going to pay off for me.
Now, is this your only profession, or do you have other professional?
I'm a student right now.
Student too,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, student too. So.
Wow. So what are you studying?
Well, basically, I lost my job. I worked for Chrysler for 13 and a half years. And I lost my job. And
so this is a blessing in disguise.
Well, yeah, I've been playing music professionally for about 8 years now. And I've been playing music, and I'm going back to school to be a medical assistant. So, but I'm still trying to.
So it's a blessing in disguise with the music thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But music is my number one love and my number one passion. So.
And where can people find your number one passion? The websites?
MelissaNeils.net. That's my website. It's our schedule. You can get our CD off the website. You can get our CD at CD Baby. You can come to one of our shows and pick up a CD. You can check me out on Facebook, Melissa Neils on Facebook also. So
great. And this is, you're being heard in Rhode Island. You're being heard in Massachusetts, Alabama, Florida right now.
I love it.
What do you want to say to those people listening to you in other states right now?
Well, please check out my website. If you ever get a chance to get in St. Louis, please check me out and come out and see me live and, drop me an email.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you so much, Derek. I appreciate it.
Yes, if you can make it.
Happy 5 years to the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you. This is Melissa Neils.
MySpace.com/TheRockinJakeBand. It's TheRockinJakeBand. All right, so we have DJ, just Rockin' Jake, right? Rockin' Jake here in St. Louis, Missouri. So you're from St. Louis?
Believe it or not, I'm actually from New England.
What part of New England?
Born and raised in New London, Connecticut.
New London, Connecticut. My grandmother was born in Norwich, Connecticut.
Right up the road.
Yeah, so tell me, how'd you get to start with music?
I think most musicians might say the same thing, is that I loved music so much when I was a kid that I couldn't just listen to it. I had to get involved with it. I had to pick a man. I saw some guy play harmonica and I said, that looks easy. Well, 35 years later, I'm still working on it, you know.
So who are some of your musical influences?
All the big harmonica players that most harmonica players would say, like Sonny Boy Williamson and Little Walter. Big Walter is my favorite blues harmonica player. Paul Butterfield was a big influence on me. James Cotton, Junior Wells, so many.
Sure. And what brought you from Connecticut, New London, Connecticut, to St. Louis, Missouri?
Well, I moved to New Hampshire in 1980, and I went to college there, and I settled in New Hampshire for 10 years, and then I couldn't handle the weather anymore, so in 1990, my girlfriend at the time and I decided to pack up and move to New Orleans, which is my favorite city in the world. I ended up living there until 2005, Hurricane Katrina, and my wife, current wife, who was not the woman I moved down there with, but anyway, we lost our place in Katrina, and her family's from St. Louis. I actually met her here in St. Louis when I was on tour with my band. And we ended up moving back up to St. Louis to be with her, near her family and friends and stuff like that.
So, off your MySpace, what song do you want us to play on the Derek Shapiro radio show?
I like, there's two of them that I like you to play, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is called Only Love Can Conquer Hate, which is kind of a, I wouldn't call it a rap song, but it's kind of a spoken word. And over like a funk beat and a funk groove. And then there's also another song called It's All Good, which is just a good feeling, make you feel good kind of song.
All right. Well, I'm Losing Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. We'll play that. Thank you for Losing Yourself the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Thank you, Derek Shapiro. I appreciate you spreading the word.
Man. Thank you very much.
And we'll play by him, It's All Good. Only one song we can play by him right now. And we'll play Anything For You first by Melissa Neals, followed by the number three song here in the March April. Second song from March April. Sister Hazel, they just performed Woodstock, Georgia a few weeks ago with their song Release. Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, up on deck, we do have the one and only... what's her name now? How do you pronounce this?
Sida.
Sida with a C-E-I-D-A, right? Sida. Sida. And she's from Peachtree City, Georgia. So that's coming up on deck next after Sister Hazel.